I think for our cold open this week,
okay,
we should answer one of our tweets from the Twitter thing questions.
Okay.
From Neil.
Let's hope we give a funny answer.
Well,
Neil. There's your cold open.
Neil asked, apart from your own, meaning the Dome Patrol podcast, give me three good American, not doesn't have to be sports related, podcasts that I should listen to. So I figured each one of us should put up our top podcast.
Huh, okay.
Okay.
So I know we've talked about this kind of probably off air.
This is going to be a long cold open.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Pacific Rim of cold open.
Okay, I see what you did there. Pacific Rim 2, April 2017.
Excellent. I love Pacific Rim, I got to tell you. Every time it gets better each time you watch it.
That's not true.
Anyway. What'd you say?
No, that's not true.
No, Damon, our World Cup talk isn't until the end of the show.
Right. I have a feeling Damon's not going to enjoy today's episode. Okay, I'll go first because I'll throw one out that I don't think either of you listened to because we've never talked about it, but I'm going to go with Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, I've
who's
heard
an astro. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Are you just saying that because
I can't really hear you too well, Damon. You're quiet.
Are you saying that because the question was sent in by Neil? So your podcast is sent in Neil?
No. Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's an astrophysicist. He hosted the reboot of the TV show Cosmos, but he's basically like the guy who's making science cool again. But he's a really funny. Like, not funny, but just a really engaging, good quality deal. And what he does is he gets a comedian of sorts to co-host with him. So, and most of the episodes are where just fans will have tweeted in their own questions. So he does his own version of tweets from the Twitter thing. And they'll ask him questions about a certain topic. And he's never seen the question before. He's asked it on air. And the comedian asks the question. He answers it in layman's terms for us to understand, you know, space, or he did one on time, like the theory of time travel, and like fans would type in questions like, okay, if this, then that. It's all like theoretical type stuff, obviously, but he answered it as though they were legitimate questions, and the comedian adds a comedic value to it. So to me, it's a really enjoyable podcast. So I would recommend Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
All right.
All righty then.
Damon, do you have one?
I listen to several. I guess the one I enjoy the most is called Now Playing Podcast. And they have a little website to go with them, of course.
Now Playing?
Yeah, and they do movie reviews. But not just a review, but a whole breakdown of the movie. You know, you better have watched the movie first, you know, you don't just go out and or they're going to spoil it for you because it's full of spoilers. And it's just kind of like, and I might have said this even on our, well, like I said, I don't know if we were after the show or not, but they do kind of what we do. It's three buddies. They sit there. They talk about it. They talk about the movie. And it just BS. And it's very good. And what I like so much about it is they are somehow involved in the entertainment industry. Don't ask me how. They don't really tell you.
They have cousins who work as
No, I mean, I think they are, but they'll give you the insights and little trivia nuggets that you don't know.
It's a little bit deeper than a fan would know.
Correct, right. So that's fun. Anyway, they're very good, and they'll do, like, all the Marvel movies, which is, you know.
Yeah, I've actually listened to them. I've listened to a few of the movie recaps.
Have you really? I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, how'd you find them?
It's very informative. I mean, it really breaks down the movie. I mean, sometimes I like it, but I mean, they really do. They really can kind of nitpick it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at everything, and it's like, even if the movie, like you thought the movie was one of the best movies you've seen, there's always going to be
right. They don't like
something they find, and you
don't like
okay,
anything.
It's like
right.
Okay, I get it. Just fucking enjoy it. Not every movie's going
to
be perfect.
Well, again,
but
well,
like
I don't
I do enjoy
to a podcast that fucking ruins everything. Like as
they,
far
they
as
don't
like,
really no that, they don't,
all
they
over,
don't
the Game of Thrones podcast shit all over the final episode or the not the final episode the one before it. Like, they shit all over it. It's like, fucking enjoy it for what it is, man. They riffed it.
Well, they don't shit all over it, but, I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, like I said, I've listened to a few. So.
It's called Now Playing, the Movie Review Podcast.
Yeah.
And it's got a cartoon character-looking dude.
Yeah.
I'm subscribing right now.
Yeah, no, but they are good. Like Jason said, they don't like anything, and I think they overthink it. And like the other day, I listened to one. They were talking about 2001: A Space Odyssey, which is, if anybody's ever seen it, the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen in my fucking life. I mean, oh my god.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Well, I'm looking at their last couple episodes. They had like five episodes about Planet of the Apes.
Well, they do. They break down all the Planet of the Apes movies, and
they kind of do like retrospectives of older movies.
Okay. Right.
So yeah, I almost got to select which movie.
I mean, I heard them do the X-Men. I heard them do Captain America.
Right.
Yeah, I think I heard
Lawnmower Man 2. Wow. Matrix
right.
Revolutions. I'd be interested to see what they say about that.
Mm-hmm. And that's, and it's fun, especially I tell you when I started listening to them. When I was driving to Texas, I was driving to Austin a lot, and so I have an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
And I found them, so it was very nice. And again, they do silly movies like The Incredible Hulk, the TV movies for their Marvel stuff, and. Again, they're pretty funny. They're insightful. They know crap that I don't. Like I said the nuggets, the gems that I don't pick up on. So you should definitely
listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Do it.
Good recommendation. All right, Jason.
So I went ahead and pulled up my podcast list to kind of see everything. My podcasts are basically split into three types of groups of podcasts. There's like an entertainment section of podcast, then I have like a sports section of podcast, and then I have
then a porn section. Oh wait,
it's nerdy. It's the nerdy, you know, weird nerdy porn. All the like Disney and theme park podcasts. That's
nerdy porn. You mean Mickey and Minnie?
something like that.
And then Goofy comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of break them down. Is I would say for the entertainment, I would say I like Doug Loves Movies.
Is that good? I have it, but I've never
it's
listened
good.
To it ever.
Yeah, you should listen to it. It's funny. He gets good guests on, and they just kind of hang out on stage, tell jokes, play some games, and it's funny. All
right.
I like it.
So you'd put Doug Loves Movies over Jay or in Silent or whatever the...
Oh, yeah,
his name.
The Babylon? Hollywood
yeah.
Babylon? Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I listen to that also. I listen to that Smodcast, and they have some good... Kevin Smith has some good ones. I enjoy his, he called it Fat Man on Batman, and he talks
about,
no, it's the whole podcast, and he just talks about his love for all
Batman.
Things Batman, yeah. He wrote some comic books and stuff like that, so.
It's funny, there is a Disney podcast I listen to called WW Kingdom Cast. It's basically guys that do like us, just hang around, drink, except that's what they talk about.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I'm serious. They do just like us. They drink during the show.
I can't imagine. I mean, look, I like Disney World as much as the next person, but maybe not as much as Jason, but...
Nope. Thank you.
I don't see the... I don't know.
Okay.
Is it possible to drink and hang out and talk about Disney World?
Sure. Why not?
Do you listen to it?
Yeah, of course. I just told you about it.
Okay.
So... I mean, I'm sure a lot of our audience.
Is that what you're recommending to Neil?
If he likes it.
No, you get one. Me and Damon each got one.
Oh no. Then
name like three.
Pick no, I already. I named it Doug Loves Movies. That's what I named.
Okay, Doug Loves Movies. So we got Star Talk. If you want to get your serious science, not science fiction, but science. You got your movies covered with Now Playing, the movie review podcast, and then you got your. What was yours, Jason?
More movies.
More movies. Doug loves
like, should have just done it one of my sports ones. Oh, well.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. Well, he said not sports. Not just sports. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Either way, there you go. Now, go podcast yourself out.
Is that what the kids do these days?
I don't know. America. America. up, Hoodad Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. My drunk scale rating right now, I guess I'm going to go with a 4, probably underestimating it. I've been drinking for a while, but mostly beer, so I'm going to stay with a 4. I'm fighting a cold, so I hope that doesn't interfere too much. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but either way, I put some alcohol on it. Hopefully that'll take care of it. The off-season continues its slow march toward the regular season, and the Donkeys continue our slow march towards cirrhosis of the liver. This week, there's all sorts of things to talk about, including, but not limited to, the Saints, the Pelicans, the World Cup, and maybe even some golf.
We
have a return to the most popular segment of the off-season, which you just heard, tweets from the Twitter thing. But in a podcast where nothing is certain except for Damon's score on the drunk scale number, we promise lots of crude humor and general barroom talk. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Speaking of the show, Jason, welcome to it. What's your number?
Go with a 1.4.
Yeah, you got a late start tonight, huh?
Late start, went to go see a movie. It's probably better that I got a late start. Just the last few shows have been a little higher than I need to be, so.
A little bit.
At least in starting off the show. At the end of the show, I can live with it.
We'll see. Yeah. So there you go. Damon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Should I ask?
You can ask.
But it's a 0, right?
It is a 0.
All right. So let's jump right to it. A Saints OTA wrap-up. Let's go ahead and wrap it up then. Anything to even talk about? I mean, really, it's been a quiet OTA.
The good thing is no injuries.
Right. That's usually what you hear out of it, right?
Right. That's the biggest thing. Cook's got to play the last week, so at least he got to finally get in and get to work with some of the guys.
How did
apparently,
anybody hear anything?
Sure, they said he looked okay. He took a handoff, ran, and just blew by everybody on some play.
So he really will be replacing Sproles.
No.
He took a fucking handoff. He's a wide receiver.
He's a receiver.
The news that comes out is that he took a handoff.
Well, you know what that means, that we're going to have to pay him like a running back.
I don't care what he took a handoff. Did he fucking catch the ball when it was thrown at him?
As far as I know. I mean, I don't think he did poorly.
Look, everything I've read, I mean, they're just so pumped for this kid, you know? I mean, every sports guy and everything, I mean, they're just so excited about this guy being in a Sean Payton offense. So I am really getting jonesing for the fever of some old...
Coming.
Yeah.
You getting your Cook's boner.
Oh, no
it's
doubt.
It's coming. It's creeping. It's coming. I heard he is going to be working out with Drew a little bit in the offseason out in San Diego. So that'll be nice. Yeah, that'll be nice.
Of course in San Diego. He's going to be jacking it in San Diego.
They're going to be jacking it together in San Diego.
I'm going to jack it where the sun always shines. He's going to jack it. Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind. Jacking it. Been planting them apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm going to go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smack.
I'd like somebody somewhere to make a banner to hang so that it'll get on TV that says to other teams while we're in the Superdome that just says, like, you know, hey, Falcons, suck our Cooks.
I see what you're trying to do there.
I see what you're trying to do, but the execution was a little meh.
You know where I'm going with it.
Right, right.
I got the idea from when you said Cook's boner. So anyway, okay. So what else from OTA? Is anything? Let's not force ourselves to spend time on it.
No.
If there's not time to be spent on it.
Yeah, I mean they were mixing up guys, just trying to get them in there, and you can't really pay that much attention to certain battles. Nobody, you know, until training camp starts, until the preseason games start, that's when we'll find out a lot of the tough questions.
Yeah. So, Damon, anything you had on OTAs other than...
No, I mean, again, they're OTAs. It's hard for us to judge anything. I'm just ready for some damn football.
Some real action.
Less than 1 month until training camp starts.
There you go. So speaking of that, we'd like for Jimmy Graham's contract to be done by then. So any update on that? We finally broke the seal on Jimmy Graham on our last episode. So let's revisit that.
Well, shit, his hearing was, what, a week and a half ago?
There was a report that came out that said they're expecting, they're not expecting to have a ruling until next week, about Friday. But Friday's 4th of July, so I doubt they'll have it.
Yeah, it ain't coming out.
Right, so
maybe Thursday afternoon, right, when everybody's...
Or they're going to wait till after and do it on the 7th.
We'll see. But it was interesting, the news came out of some of the guys who actually testified.
And?
In this hearing. Sean Payton testified.
Yeah, he said he's a tight end.
Against him, right. Lance Moore testified for him, and some people started to bitch. I mean, come
what?
On. You can't bitch at Lance Moore for doing something like that.
Yeah, you can.
Why?
Because he's a fucking tight end.
I mean, we know that, but who cares if Lance Moore, you know.
I'd like to hear Lance's testimony. Besides the pure fact that he lined up however they use those numbers, you know, 60 times at...
Or in the slot.
You know, I'd like to know how he is a wide receiver.
It's really not a good argument, but he's just trying to help his boy get as much money as he can, fellow player. That's
right, I understand that. And look, and like I think I've said on this show, people don't get
which
mad.
Which makes me lose respect for Lance a little bit.
I don't know.
I don't know. Go ahead, Damon. Sorry, I cut you off.
But no, like, you know, look, people, it is what it is. I mean, just, it's negotiations. Not mad at Lance. Not mad at Jimmy.
Yeah, I guess where I'm falling on this now that we're really dissecting it in the courtroom or whatever you want to call arbitration, but I as a coach can put any player anywhere, anytime I want to, regardless of your position.
Right. Look.
Okay.
Hold on. This fight.
So if I want to put a tight end in the slot, I can do that. It doesn't make him a receiver.
Right.
He's still a tight end.
Right. This fight is the NFL against.
I'm sorry. One more thing. I could put a cat in a fish tank. It doesn't make it a cat.
Yes, because it's a cat. You were putting a cat in a fish tank. It's
well,
not a cat.
Well, put a tight end in a slot. It doesn't make him a receiver.
What you should have said was.
It makes him a catfish.
No. Right. But no, look, like I said, this.
Catfish.
Okay.
Cat in a fish tank.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Well, I mean, look, like I was telling you, I mean, this whole thing is a fight between the NFL and the NFLPA. And Jimmy Graham and the Saints got snookered into it. It's not.
It's not a Jimmy Payton thing.
Right, it's not a Saint Jimmy thing. So, guys, it is what it is. I mean, it'll be over soon enough.
What do you think it's going to land?
The ruling will be a tight end, and once that happens, he'll get a deal done. He's only got until July 15th, and if he doesn't sign a long-term deal by then, he's got to play under his one-year franchise tag or sit out. So it behooves him to get a deal done to get as much, you know, get all that guaranteed money he's going to get. So we're just waiting for this fucking ruling to come out. The ruling should have fucking been out already.
Yeah,
bullshit.
It is, but again, it's...
I'm just ready for it to be done with. That's it. Because I know it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Just waiting for it to happen.
Right.
The same shit with Breeze's deal.
Right, right. Look, Jimmy Graham is an incredible tight end. He is a tight end. He knows he's a tight end. Trust me, Jimmy Graham will tell you he's a tight end. Like I said, this is about...
His Twitter account says he is.
Well, and like I think Sean Payton or whatever, look, he was drafted a tight end. He goes to tight end meetings. So at the end of the day, it's going to be what it is. Now, look, I mean, obviously as a Saints fan, I want the judge to declare him a tight end. And
I don't think he's going to necessarily, well, I guess he could. I mean, I just don't see the contract changing much depending on whatever the ruling is. Obviously, we're at a better bargaining position with it being a tight end. But.
Right. And look, I still think at the end of the day, I get this from articles I have read, and I'll try to break it down for you when you compare Jimmy Graham to tight ends, I mean to wide receivers, he's not the most dominant wide receiver there is out there. And his, you know, he would not be paid like Megatron. He would be paid like the fourth or the 10th or 12th wide receiver.
Would that still be higher than the top tight end?
Which is what they're offering him
as the highest tight end.
Right.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter what he's designated.
That's kind of what they're trying to say. Look, his money is, you know, his money is what his money is. It doesn't matter if he's considered a tight end or whatever, however he has to be paid. He has a position on the team.
He fills a role,
right. And that's what he's always going to fill.
His fight to be a receiver and has got to be motivated by money, which he thinks he's going to get more money. But Damon, I think you bring up a good point, which I'd have to agree with. Like, but I don't know. The only thing I don't know is maybe he would get more money as the seventh. So between 7th and 12th best receiver, then he would as the top tight
Jimmy
end.
Jimmy Graham.
And how much are we talking about? I mean, is it like $10,000 more? No.
Jimmy Graham's number is going to come in between $10 and $11 million. 10 good for the Saints, 11 good for Jimmy, kind of putting us in the hole.
No matter whether it's top tight end or middle.
Right. No matter what the ruling is, that's what his long-term deal is going to be because it's for the future players.
It's the CBA language.
It's all going to get the CBA language changed so it's specified.
Right. Again, this isn't Jimmy Graham, New Orleans Saints. This is NFLPA versus NFL.
I don't take the facts.
Look, it's the same shit Breeze did. That's why Breeze did what he did to push the envelope of what quarterbacks make.
Why? But I feel like Breeze chose to be the guy. Whereas I don't know why, but I feel like Jimmy's more innocent because of his youth and because he hasn't played football as long as everybody else. But I feel like Jimmy's more being used by the Players Association. Whereas Breeze,
100%.
And I don't like them using him like this. I don't know why I feel protective of him.
Yeah, because
it affects you. It affects your team. If this was some other schmuck from some other team, you wouldn't care.
I like the guy. I like the kid. I like his story. I mean, the kid was. I mean, he's got. I mean, do you really? You know his story. His backstory.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. No, mother abandoned him. Young lady
took him in.
Right.
I mean, just you know, like pick another guy to be your puppet man, unless.
Look, he's been vastly underpaid these last three seasons. Incredibly underpaid.
Well, not, sure, but you know, not, but
so all I'm saying is
contract.
Look, all I'm saying is
formed, we just got a good deal. I mean, he lived served out his contract. Now he's going to get paid.
Exactly.
He didn't deserve the money he deserves now. Back then, there was nothing to justify paying him that amount.
Well, exactly.
Well, right.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is it's another reason for him.
He wasn't underpaid. He was...
Stop. Can you just let me finish my fucking...
Now you know how it feels.
Point? My God.
Now you know how it feels.
Yeah, you know what? Yes. Yeah, you got me there. But...
All right, but I will stop.
Look, of course he's going to try to get as much money as he can because this is his payday right here. He's been underpaid for 3 years. This is his payday. So, of course, you know, don't say he's... unwillingly being put into that spot. He wants to make as goddamn much money as he can. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And he's doing it to fight, you know, with the PA. It's both. But he definitely wants all that cash. So, all
right.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see the time period from when the ruling comes out and then the it's done.
Okay. So we want to move on to something a little more magical.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
By that, you know what I'm doing there.
I kind of know what you're doing.
The Drew Brees Magical Passing Academy with Mickey Mouse. Yes, Drew Brees is hosting... what is it, 354 high school? Is it all quarterbacks or is it anything? I think it's anybody.
I think it's like high school teams playing flag football, basically.
Okay, yeah, because like Larry Fitzgerald's involved. Darren Sproles is involved, a nice little final goodbye for the two of those guys.
Yeah.
But yes, and Disney World. I know last year we all really were a
Damon didn't like it because it wasn't in Louisiana like his Precious Manning Passing Academy.
That's right.
That's why. Breeze's Academy will never be as good as the Manning Passing Academy because the Manning Academy is here at home. In
so we're basically just going to pluck last year's season's episode, last year's episode conversation.
I could, right. I could just fuck whatever he says. That's his argument.
So, like, all right, so what do we want to say about this Breeze Passing Academy? Yeah, it is funny how a year makes a total difference because all of us, when we were planning on putting this in the segment, I wasn't even thinking about the fact that it was in Florida, whereas I do remember Damon convinced me last year, like, yeah, fuck that shit. He needs to have it in New Orleans. Whereas now it's like, it's the magical world of Disney. It's wonderful.
Of course.
So, Damon, do you? I would imagine you have the same feelings a year later.
Yeah, I do. Fuck Drew Barry. Right. So this is right. His off season, he's gonna be practicing in San Diego, and you know, going to Florida. Fuck Drew Barry. And again,
Hold on. That motherfucker comes
fuck
and wins.
Baldy.
Fucking
listen. When you get hair, I'll let you talk. Listen, I've said it last year, and I've always said
you can't talk if you don't have hair.
That's right.
Just let it grow. It'll just be. Because I just shaved today, so I actually do have no hair.
Well, that's TMI. but no, my point, what I've always said, is that's fine. He can have everything everywhere he wants to do. That's fine. But don't play the hometown fucking guy and us and we and you're an employee.
But I don't think he has been playing the hometown guy the
right,
last couple
right. Where do you see
months?
Well, I agree. The last
don't you feel like it's kind of scaled back since
I do. 2011.
Yeah,
2011.
Kind of shut up.
He's spreading his Jimmy John seeds everywhere.
Right.
That's how he's taking over.
Yeah, maybe
that's how he's becoming. That's how he's becoming a part of us. He's just spreading out his Jimmy John's.
That is the worst restaurant I've ever fucking.
I mean, so he's not walking around saying I'm Mr. New Orleans. He can't because he's never here to do it. So
right.
So I mean, maybe you know what? Maybe it's fine. I don't know.
Maybe
it's fine.
Nothing. It's good. He wants to do this. It raises his awareness, his name, our team. It gets us publicity.
Yeah.
All we
need from him is performance on the field.
Right. He's gonna. You know, we're gonna go out and make the playoffs, win the Super Bowl.
No doubt. Look, I mean, I'm dreading the day that he doesn't, that he's
right.
not in black and gold, because that's going to be a...
I feel this team is confident. I saw he's going to be on the Sunday Conversation on ESPN tomorrow, so keep your eye out on that.
Oh, like from Disney?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's got like Tower Terror in the background.
Tower of Terror. That's how the Falcons view us. You'd try to do there.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
We're their Tower of Terror. Come on. I mean, the Falcons are a Toy Story. Matt, the story of Matt, the Emmy Road Matt Ryan tried. It's a small world. How many bad Disney rides? Jokes can you make out of the Falcons?
No. But, well, the Falcons make a joke out of themselves enough. Speaking of which...
Don't do fuck the Falcons yet. That's coming later.
Okay.
Sometimes not at all.
And the Falcons, they never do.
Yeah.
All right, so anything else on Breeze? I mean, Jason, you wanted this in the show. We haven't even... All we talked about was Breeze and
just,
Disney,
just,
but we haven't actually talked about the Passing Academy itself.
It's a bunch of high school kids playing 7-on-7 flag football. Team won today, so he's been down there for a few days. And like you said, yeah, the other NFL players there. So it's just kind of a cool thing to do, get out there. And, of course, it's at Disney World, so, you know.
Jason likes it.
And that's all it takes.
All right. And Damon, do you want to elaborate on why you feel like it should be in New Orleans versus Disney? Or has the year cooled you off?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing I've always said. Look, don't pretend you're the big New Orleans guy.
Which he's not.
Well, you're right. I mean, he has...
Hold on. The motherfucker lives here.
No, he doesn't, Jason.
7 months out of the year?
No, he doesn't, Jason.
He has to at least live here more than he doesn't. He's got training camp. He's got the season.
He stays here.
He's got minicamp.
Okay, hey, Jason. Jeff stays in New Orleans more time than he spent in Alexandria. Does he live in New Orleans?
He lives in Alexandria. No.
I'm Drew Brees.
Oh, God. You see what you did there, Damon? God damn it.
Okay, I mean, so...
You're right. 4 days in New Orleans, 3 days in Alexandria.
Right.
You're a New Orleanian, you know it. You know you are.
I pay taxes in Alexandria, which is bad, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I figured the system out. Anyway, Larry Fitzgerald did say that this whole Academy thing is that Drew Brees is what makes the difference. You can't ask for a better human being standing for the right things. Set aside his Hall of Fame credentials, Super Bowl championships. I mean, Drew Brees is everything you see on TV. He is that guy. It's a testament to him for putting together a camp like this and so many kids. And the thing to remember is that this Passing Academy is really a fundraiser for the Brees Dream Foundation, which contributes to kids with cancer. So
it's
a fund. Yes, it's a tax.
Right. Yeah,
right. God damn it.
Well,
yeah,
look,
you're probably right. I mean, let me
know.
It's a
tax world, yeah.
And why Fitzgerald said that, because trust me, he has one too. And I don't, look, of course, I don't blame them for trying to hide their money from Uncle Sam. But don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, okay? I mean, don't sit here and tell me what a great guy you are.
Rain's not that
You know
warm.
What? I'd like to know how many times that you've said that phrase, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, about Drew Brees. Because I bet, I mean, we can't go back through the archives, but I bet if we did, I bet that will be said, I would say, at least 4 or 5 times.
Well, but could that...
I mean, because I would say just because we've always had the conversation about Brees, and I want to say you maybe have always said...
Don't pick
that
him up.
That'd be funny, I think.
I mean, look, I get what Damon's saying.
I get it,
and it's true to a degree. I mean, the guy does what he needs to do for PR purposes, and there's a lot. And I think I think part of what Damon's thing is, if I can speak for you, Damon, is it's not necessarily just a Drew Brees is an ass for doing it. It's more he's doing it to say, wake up, people, and recognize it for what it is. He's a contracted quarterback for this team and a great one at that, but don't fucking sell your first child for the guy.
Literally is more important than the last name.
He would walk away next year for a bigger contract with any team.
Not necessarily.
He won't next year because he's under contract. But he was willing in 2011. Don't
right. But hold on. If he was a free agent and fucking Jacksonville offered him $24 million and we offered him $23 million or even $22 million, he's not taking the point.
No. That's right. That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is, as a fan, don't anoint him, you know, the next saint of the Catholic Church. He's
kind of is
a football player, just like anybody else. He's the most talented quarterback we've ever had.
Right.
And so, yes, the organization should pay him to keep him here. But if we ever got in a position where we couldn't afford him, you think he's going to stay just because he cares?
No. Look, and I'll give you a perfect example. Okay, of what these people do. Tom Benson is a no good, greedy cocksucker. Because somewhere in people's minds, Tom Benson has too much money. But Drew Brees is a saint because he's giving to charity and da-da-da. Tom Benson gives more to charity in a year than Drew Brees will in a lifetime. Because he has that kind of money.
Right, the question, does Drew Brees actually give to charity? Because all this money from the Passing Academy is not Drew's money. It's money that other people are giving.
No, he definitely could.
He gives to charity, no doubt, obviously. Yeah. I mean, and Jason knows this.
He has to because he's got to offset his taxes.
Well, right. It's an easy deduction. He probably makes enough to limit that. There's limits on the...
Yeah.
Right, and there's a PR involved in there because that's how you get the Pampers commercial and the Spider motorcycle
NyQuil.
Commercial.
Get the NyQuil, too.
NyQuil and...
Yeah, but why do you think players create organization, like Breeze Dream Foundation. Charles Bentley has his own thing, or whoever. Everybody, all these players have their own foundations they create instead of just giving to other organizations, because that the Breeze Dream Foundation is another way for – that's another income source for Drew.
No, he doesn't get any income.
Oh,
well, he gets – no,
he's drawing money from –
He funnels money in there. That's what he does.
Well, he makes and saves money. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know other. I'll have to look at their books. I'll have to look at their finances and see what's actually going on there. I can give you a detailed report next year.
All I know is you create yourself a little nonprofit and you're fine. You're making money because you got to pay somebody a salary somewhere.
Well, all right. I mean, who knows? Right, Brittany might be on there collecting a salary. Jeff's right. Look, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, that's why the tax code is theoretically set up. So, okay, look, give to this charity, give to any charity, you know, and you won't pay taxes on it, and that helps people give, which is a good thing, even if their motive might not be necessarily 100% in doing it. It's still a good thing he's doing. I don't have a problem, obviously, with him setting up his charity and helping and look,
that's true.
he is a role model. If these celebrities like it or don't like
it. So he's using his celebrity to advance a cause, which is admirable.
Right.
That's what a lot of people do. Whatever.
Right.
It's better than not. It's better than, you know, what Matt Ryan, who takes all his money and kills babies with it.
Drew also doesn't shit in his pants, even though he did get a Pampers endorsement.
Right. Ooh, I never thought of that. Well, Matt Ryan could have.
Yeah, right.
Matt Ryan could have got that. One more time, Drew upsets Matt Ryan.
All right, with that, let's jump right into our next. Anybody got anything left to say about the Saints? Because we're about to leave Saints World.
I think we got a month off until we rejoin Saints World. It'll be can't fucking wait, man.
All right, here we go. Real quick, let's jump into some Pelican Plunge.
The game.
Yeah.
Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
You gon' win.
Yeah. Yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw, too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall trying to stick with the
previous. Lots of goings on in the old Pelican Plunge.
I heard there was an NBA draft recently.
There was a draft. We didn't have any picks, but they did make trading next year's first round pick for a guy called Omar Asik. He's a center. He's a big white guy from Europe somewhere. He's played around the league for a while. He's pretty good, actually.
Now, why you have to bring race into it? What does that matter? He's a big white guy. I don't look at stuff like that. I can't believe you did. It's insulting. I'm insulted. I'm offended.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Why didn't we have any picks?
Because because of the trade last year to get Drew Holiday, we traded this year's pick.
Okay, and then we just traded away first picks for next year.
But it's protected. If it's 1 through 3 or if it's 21 through 30, we keep it. But
why would they want 21?
It basically means if we have more terrible luck and we really really suck and we get a top 3 pick, then we keep it. Or it means if we make the playoffs, more than likely we're not going to draft until.
Oh my god, this sounds like World Cup rules and a tiebreaker.
And we're going to keep the pick anyway. So basically, they're banking on the Pelicans making the playoffs next year, and then the pick will be high enough to where they're going to keep it anyway. So they wouldn't give them a pick until the final.
Which the Pelicans, if they make the playoffs next year, which we should, right?
At this point, assuming full health from everybody, we really should.
Is Monty still coaching?
He is still coaching.
Is it too late to take care of that, or is that pretty
much...
he's
the coach for the next year.
He's the coach.
He can't get rid of him. But he's only got... I'm trying to think. I don't know how many years left he has on his deal. I think Dell only has one, but Monty may have an additional. But...
All right, so tall order for the playoffs, but if we make him...
If you make it, then than right. I mean, everything's great. I mean, that's obviously, it seems like.
And with LeBron leaving the Heat.
He's not leaving the
Heat.
He's
not leaving.
You see what he did there?
Yeah.
No. But for real, like, so what's the deal with LeBron? Let's talk about that. I guess we have to, even though.
Hold on. Let me finish Pelicans first.
Oh, there's more Pelicans talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They traded the rights to Pierre Jackson, who was a guy that they got in a trade last year, but he didn't play for the Pelicans last year. He played in the developmental league. He played over in Europe for a while, but they owned his rights through the trade last year. So they traded him for a guy who was drafted in the second round in this year's draft, a point guard out of Louisville, four-year starter. He was an All-American last year, averaged 18 points, like 4 or 5 assists. He's 21.
Okay,
he's right at the age kind of they want to do. He's really known for his defense. He's a great defender.
Oh, that's the guy. Yeah.
And so they're really, and if you look at it, the Pelicans weren't really that good on defense last year. Now, they did have all the injuries, but that was something they were looking to improve. And you got Ashik, who's a great rebounder, great rim protector, really helps on defense. And then this kid, who can come off the bench and, you know, play a few minutes a game and really help the defense. That's really what seemed like what they were looking for in the offseason. Now, the only problem with the Ashik trade is because of his salary, we're going to have to get rid of somebody.
So they did kind of more like a Saints type of thing where rather than trying to make splashy news, they went after and got what they needed.
But, I mean, this was kind of a big trade. The Ashik trade was kind of big.
Yeah, but I think people expected a little bit more splashiness.
Well, not really. I mean, everybody's hoping that we can find a way to trade Eric Gordon.
I read differently that it was expected that the Pelicans were going to do a little more like flashy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it must be that Alexandria paper you've been reading.
Yeah, it's from TeamStream, Bleacher Report.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So they're going to have to get rid of somebody. So easily the guy they would love to get rid of would be Gordon to get rid of his salary. But it's going to be hard, you would think, for a team to take him. The other option is Austin Rivers. Yeah, he hasn't really been that good the first 2 years. He's really shown improvement, and I would really hate to lose.
Yeah,
especially after you've developed him for 2 years. Now you're finally going to maybe reap some of the rewards of finally see maybe how good he could be, and you just hate to get rid of a guy like that.
Have you seen improvement on him?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely saw it last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several options involving trades, but there was one option that I saw, and I read this on Bourbon Street Shots, had a real good breakdown of scenarios of what can happen. So it's called what would be called stretching Eric Gordon. You'd call it you'd stretch him. You would basically cut him, but his salary is guaranteed. So you would basically have dead money spread out over several years. And you could maybe negotiate a buyout with him. So instead of him getting all the money, you can give him a little less money, and then he'll instantly be a free agent and can sign with whoever he wants.
Okay.
So, which, I mean, yeah, you don't want to pay and have dead money on a cap. Pay a guy, you really don't see that a lot in the NBA. But, I mean, I just really hate to lose somebody. Like, another option, a guy to trade would be Anderson. And, I mean, I don't want to see him trade anybody. I think the guys they have right now are
really. Would you put the guys they have up now against the Spurs?
Well, I mean, those would be if they were all healthy. No, if they were all healthy, it'd be a good game to watch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, if there are no injuries and everybody,
where they took care of the fucking Heat, I wouldn't even put these guys against the Heat.
I'm just saying it. We beat the Heat last year with fucking Anthony Davis and injured scrubs. So don't tell me about the fucking Heat. Don't give a shit about the Heat.
Sam,
fuck them. Fuck them all.
Sam, I don't know why, but it feels like basketball is almost. You got like 3 or 4 teams, and then you got everybody else. And if you're not one of those 3 or 4 teams.
Well, no. I mean, the Western Conference had all 8 teams that made the playoffs in the Western Conference were good. They had a chance. I mean, that's why the first round of the playoffs were so good. All these teams, all the good teams were evenly matched. Problem is that they're all in the West. You got 2 or 3 good teams in the East. That's it. If the Pelicans were in the East, I mean, we'd be a 4 seed, maybe even a 3 seed.
Well, there you go. But we're not.
Right. Sucks. That's That kind of
and nuts. What candy?
Whatever. But I like the moves they made. I just hope that there's some way we can get rid of Gordon. I really do. I mean, I don't hate him, but he doesn't fit with what we want to do. And
Okay, want to move on?
Sure. We already 50 something minutes into it.
Yeah, we got two more segments to go through. And one of them is Fuck the Falcons.
Hey, kids, it's time to use the F word.
Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck trying, fuck this song, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most, fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splittery post, yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you.
As is tradition.
Alright, so, how would you like to fuck the Falcons tonight?
Well, if you saw the news, the Falcons have signed Courtney Roby.
You all right over there?
Have a cigarette.
Right. Shit.
I thought he died or something.
Well, typical Falcons, you know, they're about 4 or 5 years too late. They also signed this offseason Devin Hester. The Falcons,
yeah,
I think, is 2009, apparently, and a joke organization they are. It's just hilarious how incompetent they can be. I mean, you have to try to be this incompetent. I really believe that. You have to try. It's not. Look, we all like Courtney Roby, obviously. I mean, he did some good things for us in 2009, and he'll forever be part of Saints lore, but the man without a football for a reason.
I mean, I don't expect him to make the team.
Do you think they brought him on just to try and interrogate him about Sean Payton?
I mean,
maybe I wouldn't put it past him. The Falcons would try anything to try to beat us because we own them.
Right.
They would.
Why wouldn't they bring him on and be like, tell us how Sean Payton practices? No.
Doesn't mean he will.
Well, he would. He doesn't care.
He will. It's money.
But I don't think they any team, they learn more from watching film than any player. And, you know, there's no match. You can't hide anything on the field, and that's all on tape. So there's nothing you could. There's nothing.
Yeah, but the problem is that Mike Smith has
sucks.
An inability to look at the tape and understand what Sean Payton's doing, where maybe now they're just trying to bring guys in who have worked under him to say, all right, tell me what he fucking did.
That would be a funny skit on, like, an SNL if, like, it was just Mike Smith watching game film with the Saints and just being utterly confused. It's not knowing what to do.
That's exactly, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Like, they have tried everything. They couldn't beat us for the last, 10 years or almost 8 years, and his last resort is to pick up former players and ask them, please tell me, what is this guy doing?
Right. You get a clue down in the skit. I mean, think about it. They brought in Vilma for a workout. They brought in Roby. You could just see that in the skit. The former players would come in, and he would just be such an idiot. Like, they try to tell him stuff, and he just wouldn't get it. Just wouldn't get it.
Even when they told him he wouldn't
right.
get it.
Even when they told him exactly what was happening.
They told him he couldn't get it.
Right. He still wouldn't get it. That is Mike Smith for you. And on the season finale, you just have Sean Payton come in. And Sean Payton basically explains his entire offensive philosophy, how to be a head coach.
And
Mike just can't. He just can't get it.
Yeah, but their offseason has been such a joke. It's going to be so wonderful to watch them fail as tradition.
I'm so glad that we get to play them first again.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to watch the lead up on Hard Knocks. That is going to be, like, to watch a team 4 weeks or 5 weeks of a team leading up to get their hearts destroyed.
Oh, and their fan base is just going to be
so
miserable
after
we beat them again.
We're going to get a front row seat to just really enjoy. Like, normally, we would enjoy a Saints win over the Falcons, like we always do. But have that after 4 or 5 weeks of Hard Knocks? You really couldn't ask for better than that.
after 4 weeks of Hard Knocks.
You know, obviously the Katrina return game against the Falcons is the best win against the Falcons in history. This could go down as number 15.
Just because of Hard Knocks?
Well, what, you know, we haven't beaten them in the playoffs. What other game would you...
I think last year's opening game.
This year's opening game is just as big.
Or there was one, wasn't the 2009 game on Monday night? Pretty big. We didn't play them on a prime time on 2009?
Nope. Thank you. Just that, again, the Falcons, you know, they're making all the wrong moves, bringing in guys who are past their prime. I don't understand what they're doing.
And, of course, Rodney White's going to run his mouth and say him and Julio are the best tandem. They're going to be back to being the best receiving tandem in the league. Now, good, whatever. You're still going to lose twice to the Saints.
Right.
Not if Devin Hester has anything to say about it.
Well, he can't play wide receiver.
Not according to Mike Smith.
It's going to be Roddy, Julio, Roby, and Hester. Good for them.
Roby and Hester.
Roby ain't making the team.
I don't know. There's nothing to say about the Falcon.
Don't patrol checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
Oh, I guess I'm probably a 6.
Whoa! So you started the show at a 4.
Yeah. Like I said, I underestimated the 4. Probably, I'm probably a 6, but it's starting to become a tired 6. Not a...
Yawns.
Yeah, I think it's the cold starting to weigh in, but I just opened a new beer, so
there you go.
I'm not gonna make that stop me from drinking.
Of course not.
It's probably why I'll never get over the cold either.
Yeah. I'll go with a 3.3.
Oh,
it's a solid step up.
Getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Damon.
Still 0.
Oh, by the way, I didn't mention what I was drinking. I'm drinking bourbon and water.
Oh, straight up. Well,
so,
no.
Well, I mean, I had to make a quick catch up. So,
what's the difference if you mix it with water or Coke? I mean,
If I mix it with Coke or Coke Zero, like when I wake up in the morning, I feel worse. I have like bad heartburn and
just drink it straight. Almost, as close to straight as you can, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way to go.
There you go. Getting old.
You know, you remind me of a poem I can't remember, and a song that may never have existed, and a place I'm not sure I've ever been to.
You're so sweet.
Ooh, I feel all funny. I'm in love. No, wait. It's a stroke.
Anyway, we'll go into our final segment. Damon, if you want to go, you can. our final segment is the World Cup. United States is still a contender at the time,
World Cup.
At the time of recording, assuming Jason gets it edited and published before we play again on Tuesday.
I'll do it.
I will say, so it's hard to talk about the games of the World Cup because they happen every day.
Stuff has happened
so long ago, like, it's not even newsworthy anymore. I'll say real
quick. It's not that long ago. The game was Thursday.
Well,
it's 2 days.
Yeah, but that's when we're recording. When are you editing and publishing?
Tomorrow, or at the latest by Monday. So
okay,
it'll be before.
Right, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
4 days from now, nobody's
even
thinking about that shit anymore.
All right, but we can at least we can talk about their first round. You know, the group of death, the group that
Alright, yeah.
A lot of people thought we'd go through and get 0 points.
If anything, we can talk, yeah, we'll go through the group of death.
You know, and somehow we...
I just want to throw out, like, once before we go into the U.S., I agree. Okay, so we'll talk about the U.S. Okay. group of death as a whole as we enter the next phase of the tournament. But I do want to just point out, I don't know if you guys watched the Brazil game today.
Yeah, I did.
Against Chile.
I did.
And that was very entertaining. And the shootout at the end was just perfect. Perfect ending to a good match.
I know a lot of people bitch about the shootout because, I mean, you play so long a game only to be sided by penalty kicks where it can be... It's just a weird way to end a game, but it's as a TV viewer, it's fucking exciting to watch penalty.
Well, no, you know? But I mean, if you played for 90 plus 30, 19,
but 20, no, you don't want a game
20 minutes, and no one has the upper hand. I do think that's a good way to finish it. I mean, you can't just keep playing. I mean, fuck it. No, you played for fucking 3 hours, and you had the same score. Fine, fucking. All right, here we go. Kick. Here we go. Best out
you
of five.
You played for 2 hours, not
whatever. Four. What? 120 minutes is yes, 2 hours.
That was our math segment of the week.
Maybe I'm more than a six. No, I'm just bad at math.
Yeah,
but no. All right, so I think that's just fair. I don't care anybody who says that's not a good way to end it. I'm sorry, you played for 2 hours and you didn't, and nobody got the upper hand. Fine, go to kicks. Five, best out of five. Let's go. Now I know, Damon, what you're thinking is, hey, eliminate the 2 hours and just kick the five kicks to start with.
Exactly. That would be exciting. Then I'd watch it.
Jesus. Yeah.
But no, it was really exciting to watch it. And I'm starting to see a lot more parallels, like, you know, offense, defense, when you have the ball, you're driving down the field and things like that. I'm starting to see a little more of that as I watch more of the games, that I can see where the excitement builds and whatnot. And I can also see where it's hard to make that transition from football to football, you know, because football, it's very clear. And you have your certain set of downs that you have the ball, whereas in soccer, it's a little different where, I mean, anybody can take the ball at any time.
It's a free-flowing game.
Right.
But watching Brazil today, and you saw some of the passes they had where they would kick it down the field, and it would dump it in like it was Breeze dumping a pass into a receiver. They would just kick the ball. The guy would run, and it would fall right to him. Oh,
it's much better than us.
That's the thing. When you watch a game like this with two really good teams, you really see the difference between the rest of the world and us.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to tweet during the game that, like, this is more like watching, like, the Saints versus the Patriots. Whereas watching the U.S. against Ghana might have been more like the... You know, take two middle.
It's one of those random games of the week. The Buffalo Bills at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. We're not that bad, but yeah.
No.
Or we'd be the Bills in that situation.
But I mean, it was a great game. And then because Brazil scored first, and being the home team, the home crowd, you just assumed it was over. But then Chile got that goal. And then towards the end of the game, Chile had a chance. The guy hit the bar.
Yeah, that would have been devastating.
I mean, that would have been crazy for them to score right there to end the game, and Brazil's out in the home country. Just the shock,
yep.
The silence of the stadium would have been an interesting thing to see. It's kind of a shame it didn't happen.
Yeah, but I always, like, even when I watch football, any sport, I always, if I don't have a stake in the game, I usually go for the home team only because I do like to see the crowd response, like when they win. So like seeing Brazil's response when they kicked that last goal in was fun. Like, I rewound it. I turned the volume up just to hear the crowd, you know. It's pretty cool.
It's a fun game to watch.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, so let's talk about the group of death.
So, yeah. Well, I think last time we recorded, they had already beat Ghana, right? So
we recorded, and then by the time we published, they had not just beat Ghana, but it was a little off, so that's why I kind of – for those who are listening, we had recorded a lot more that I left on the editing floor because – by the time I edited, so much more had happened that what we talked about was irrelevant or obsolete. So I don't even remember what was left in, what was taken out.
That's what she said.
So
as a whole, That's perfect. The fact that I said losing, tying with Portugal felt like, you know, like if I finally understand what a Dallas Cowboys fan feels like, because you've got the game in your hand and then like 20 seconds in, Romo throws an interception and you lose the game or something like that. Like, I felt like a Dallas fan at that point. When we tied with Portugal, because we had the win in our grasps. And
right, I mean, had it right there. I mean, the last fucking minute of the game, and that shit happens.
Yeah. And like, 25 times out of 26, they don't make that play either. Like, Ronaldo does. Like,
right.
Have you ever seen a more fucking pretentious-looking jerk off.
He definitely fits the profile of a douchebag. Like, mm-hmm. If you would put a picture of douchebag in the dictionary, that's what
you'd
see
him. You'd use him. Yeah.
But man, that was such it was a perfect play. It was a perfect play that they executed. Like, those are world class players, and just man, it was so devastating. Especially since apparently it was the highest rated, highest watched soccer game in the history of America.
Oh, well, of course.
What? It actually it outdrew everything on ESPN other than football. It's been the highest rated thing on ESPN.
What?
Yeah.
Ever?
Other than football. Yeah, other than football.
What other like it's higher than what other, like, name other big things that ESPN has aired?
Like Sunday night, or like Monday Night Football, or
it's higher than Monday Night Football?
No, it's not.
Okay. So it's name not. Other things that it beat.
I don't have the list in front of me.
Wimbledon?
I don't know.
College World Series?
I don't know the official list. I don't have that in front of me.
I'd like to see that because, I mean, it's pretty cool and interesting that it is, but I'd like to see what it beat, because saying that it lost, you know, it's the only thing it's second to is football, but, like, if what is third is cheerleading competition, which I know it's not, but. You see, like, what is if the third, what it beat has to be something impressive in order for it to be impressive.
Now, it also doesn't include, you know, bars that host, you know, 200 people, 300 people. Whatever.
Right.
So, but, like, it beat every game of the NBA Finals. It beat the World Series.
So it's not an ESPN thing. It's just sports.
Well, no, this is actually in terms of ESPN. Like, other sports events have gotten more. This is just ESPN.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, ESPN doesn't usually air the championship game of other, like, you know, other sports.
Well, right. I mean, they don't have the Super
Unless
Bowl.
It's like
they don't
hockey.
Yeah, but
hockey. So it'd beat hockey.
No, hockey.
Anyway.
This is basically just regular season NFL and college football. Like, probably the LSU-Bama game, if it was on ESPN, probably outdrew this game.
This is my point. Like, let's not overblow it.
Well, it's a lot of interest in soccer. It's the most interest America has probably ever had in soccer.
Right.
That was a roundabout way of saying that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I feel like I'm deflating that, but
that's what I really wanted to say. Kind of like your story last week, you know. You watch your movie with a girl. Somebody's got to remember. If even I can remember that.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, you did.
That's funny. Sphere.
So. Anybody still there?
No, I said, did I lose y'all?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Might have lost him.
Yep.
Yep, there he went. So, yeah, and then losing to Germany 1-0. Germany is one of the best teams in the world. I know you hate to say, well, you lose, but you still advance. It's weird, but fuck it. However you advance, whatever the system is, advance. Germany is a fantastic team. I mean, I don't expect the U.S. Like, they may win on Tuesday, but it's going to be hard to expect them to beat some of these really, really good teams, like a Germany or a Netherlands is playing really well. I mean, some of these teams are just better. I mean, it would take almost a miracle for us to keep winning, but it's fun when they keep winning. I mean, it's more excitement. It gives you another sporting event to follow in a normally dead time of the year. I mean, you got a month with that until
every 4 years,
back. Right? Every 4 years, it's You got no more basketball. You know, you just got baseball.
Right. Well, look, my buddy and I were talking, and we both said, and it goes along with what you just said about this is the most interest the U.S. has shown in soccer. So, you know, in 4 years, we might do a little better showing. And if that's the case, in 8 years, we'll do a little better showing. Look, goodness forbid the rest of the world if the United States decides that we want to win in soccer.
Find a way.
Right. Look, there's nothing more powerful on this earth than a determined United States. We've proven that over the last 200 years.
Well, I mean, this is the first time that they've advanced to the knockout round in back-to-back World Cups. First time they've ever done that in back-to-back World Cups. So it's definitely, I mean, we've definitely gotten a lot better since, I mean, the first World Cup I ever remember was 94. Like, that's the first time I remember even knowing, finding out what the hell
World Cup was. I don't even remember that one.
Just because it was in America. So it got the word out, and that's the first time I'd ever heard of the World Cup. And I actually watched it, because, I mean, it was summertime, and it was out of school.
Watch.
Yeah. But it's been, like, the game, and then the
Well, I think,
you know,
did y'all go into and talk about, like, how we got into the next
round? We talked about
how it's 1-1 and 1 got us in, and
right.
Damon didn't like that.
It was interesting, too, because at work Thursday, we were able to stream. So I watched the second half of the game, but then of course you get, because it really depended on the score of the other game too, since we were going to lose. So your boy Ronaldo scored the go-ahead goal for Portugal to help us advance. So fuck it, I don't care how we got here, just we fucking got here.
Well, and I think too, like the 1-1-1 thing. I know, like Damon, you brought that up in text message, that's not really respectable. But I mean, you know, thinking about a 7-9 team in Seattle got in and hosted the Saints in the playoffs when we had a better record. I mean, you play by the rules of the tournament, you know, and that's just how it works. And so we got in. I don't know that I have confidence that we're going to get past the next round, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we get one win, it'll be fantastic.
A miracle.
I don't expect us to get more, especially if Altidore still doesn't play. I don't know what his status is.
Altidore, what is he, a dinosaur? Is it a pterodactyl?
Something like that. So, yeah, but I think the game's... problem is the game's Tuesday, but it's at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be able to listen to the end of the game on the radio on the way home from work, but
I tell you what, if you can get off early.
I can't. I'm at a client doing it. If I was in the office, I'd have figured it out.
Because either one of you, well, I know Damon, you probably don't give a shit, but
that's right.
Right. The guy who can go watch it. Well,
right. Yeah, I may try to go watch that one at 3.
Watch it anywhere.
No, at McFinn's or what is that place by Debbie's?
I was gonna say you're better off trying to go somewhere else. It's gonna be
no.
Crazy.
I went there for the
crazy crowd.
No, I went there for the Ghana game and I had a blast. I was there by myself. Nobody fucking came with me.
Well, I'm just saying it's gonna be a lot more crowded.
I want to go where a crowd. Are you fucking kidding me? I want to go where the crowd is.
Okay.
Why would I want to go watch?
Well, no. What I'm saying, I understand the crowd, but it might be like too crowded. Like you might not be able to see the game.
For the Ghana game. They got a good setup.
Oh, I heard it at one of the last games. There were so many people they couldn't fit everybody on the sidewalk.
Well, then they need to figure that one out because that's awesome that they can't fit everybody on the sidewalk.
Okay, just saying.
I'd rather watch the game there, where it's standing room only, than in a random bar where I'm the only guy that cares about the game.
I think there'll be plenty of places that are going to be showing the game and there's going to be crowds.
Well, you're not going to be at any of them.
Not my fault. I would if I could.
But I can't. So there's no way you can get off by 3 or 4 even.
No.
And now we're into the game. So what are you going to do? Are you going to DVR the game?
I mean,
hey,
I don't know.
Tonight, why don't you DVR it and I'll come over and watch it at the end of the night, after it's done.
So you just won't watch it? I'll
ignore all text.
Stay off Twitter, yeah. I'm basically going to have to turn off my phone.
Right. Turn your phone off, and then we'll watch it at 5 o'clock
okay.
at your house.
Okay. Let's do it.
Damon, if you want to come.
Nope. Thank you.
All right.
I mean, you know, you still might want to come and just, like, maybe you'll catch the fever. I got a fever. And the only prescription is more soccer.
Right. Especially when America wins.
You check with Blaine and see if if he's got to work. He might want to watch it too. Anybody got? All right. So final thoughts.
So World Cup fucking right. I know Damon's not going to really enjoy the World Cup, but fuck it, it's going to be fun. And if they win,
I will applaud Damon for staying quiet through the World Cup segment this week.
He's got nothing to say.
Hard to bite your tongue. I know.
If they win, I think their next game would be on the weekend, maybe Saturday or Sunday. So that'll be you'll be back up in Alexandria. But go find a bar somewhere and watch it.
True. Actually, I'll be in Destin or something like that.
You'll be okay. There you go.
But in either case, if the U.S. does lose, I do encourage everyone to cheer for Brazil as the home team.
Homer.
But anyway, Damon, final thoughts on any of the potpourri of topics that we discussed tonight?
Just fuck the Falcons.
I thought you were going to say fuck the World Cup.
And fuck them too.
Yeah.
Football is real football. Real football news is less than a month away. And I'm excited about this year, guys. I'm telling you, I think we really put together or... the organization went out and answered some questions and got better, you know.
Yeah.
Not just a little bit, but got younger and...
Well, I think like you said at a previous episode, I mean, it just feels like the off season before the 09 season where the little... You got a good chip here. All we did was tighten the screws that needed to be tightened.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking incredibly forward to this season. I'm beyond excited.
Just stay healthy.
That's it.
Stay
fucking healthy and get to the start of the season with no major injuries.
Yep. In the meantime, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast. You can check us out on Facebook by searching for Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. But if you don't listen to us on iTunes, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
No type of donkeys?
I went plane. It's been a while since I've been plane.
You've never gone plane.
I have, back in the day.
Ah.
Bringing it back.
Why couldn't you say goodnight, World Cup donkeys?
Because the World Cup's not over yet.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying there. We got 'em, fuck yeah!